Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second installment of LSF Reviews. Today we are covering, Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, baby, doesn't feel good to say that. Anyway, major spoilers ahead. Enjoy. Story-wise, this game is like a 400-pound Russian strongman who can lift a tank with one hand. I loved it. Although I didn't like how they killed off Arthur. What? I said there's major spoilers, and the game's been out for a while now. So anyway, yeah, they killed my boy like a bitch, getting wrecked by Micah, and then depending on which ending you get, executed. That's not how Arthur deserved to die, laying in the dirt as D'Angelo has a stroke in the background. God damn, I'm getting fired up! Need to take a little break. Calm down a second. In the last chapter, the story screeches to a halt, and the gameplay is unsatisfying, being a jumbled mess of gunfights and then farm work, which is basically press some buttons, then slowly carry something from here to there. Gameplay is good when you're not doing ranch work or chores, as the game likes to call it. Gunplay feels nice and impactful, except for when you need an entire revolver cylinder to kill someone. Yeah, that's dumb, but if you're using express or HV rounds, you can put them down easy. Each mission has a uniqueness to it, until the sixth chapter and epilogue, and it's just shoot, shoot, shovel shit, carry hay, kill Micah, get money, then drop the game for 5 months and forget you have to write a review for it. You know, the usual thing everyone does. God, why do I do this to myself? I mean, what more can I say about this game? The graphics, music, and sounds are beautiful. The hunting is great. It fucking sucks to have to ride your horse across the map. It feels great to shoot someone's leg off with a Carcano rifle. Gunplay's orgasmic. The world's alive. I think Robin Gaming describes this game perfectly as a flawed masterpiece. I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for listening. That's all, folks.